Believers, we are continuing Surah Maryam, and the verse I recited is verse number 12. O Yahya, take hold of the book with might, and we gave him wisdom while yet a child. So Allah is describing the qualities of Yahya alayhi salam, and he's saying that, O Yahya, hold kitab with the might. What is the meaning of holding kitab with the might? That means you get the understanding of the book, you develop the understanding of the book, and you act on it. That's called holding book with the might, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ سَبِيَّا And we give him wisdom while yet a child. Allah gave him wisdom, yet a child. حُكْم means wisdom. مَعْرْفَ حَقِقِيَّا Which is called in Arabic. Means to know something in reality, which we cannot perceive with our normal perception, but with our eyes of the heart, you see the understanding in the reality. That's the reality of. So Allah gave him the marfa haqiqiya, means real understanding of the book, in the sense that he had the deep knowledge of the book, and he could conclude from it the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give the proper verdict about it. That's called hukm. Hukm is not always what Mizan discussed about hukm is that hukm is the wisdom and understanding and intelligence and the depth of understanding hukm. It is not the prophethood, what Mizan said. And it is more close to hikmah, towards the wisdom. So Allah gave him all that in the childhood. He says that there were three prophets which were given prophethood in the childhood, was Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, and Yahya alayhi salam. And there were three imams who were given imamat in the childhood, where Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam, Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salam, and Imam Hadi alayhi salam. So those were the ones who were given in the childhood prophethood and imamat. So Allah gave him this position as a child, you know. وَحَنَانَ مِنْ لَدُنَّ وَزَكَاتٍ وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا And compassion from us and piety. And he was God-fearing. Allah describes more about his qualities. That Allah gave him the compassion from him. حَنَانَ means compassion from him. And zakat. Zakat means piety. Zakat in reality means to grow. But Mizan describe what kind of growth is this zakat. This growth is in the sense of growing towards purity and excellence. He was guarding against any kind of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kana taqiyya. That's taqwa. So what was the hananan? What was the compassion? Mizan describes it, the compassion was from Allah towards him and his compassion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Mizan describes. How Allah was compassionate towards him, how he was soft towards towards Yahya alayhi salam, that he gave him such a noble prophet father who raised him and taught him and nurtured him. It was Allah's compassion that Yahya alayhi salam got through his father, and the whole environment around him. Bibi Maryam was there, and he was from the great family. So it was a great environment in which he was raised in. That was Allah's compassion towards him. And Allah's compassion towards him was so that whenever he called Allah, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says that whenever he called Allah, he says, O Yahya, I'm at your service, Allah used to say to him. Because he was so pious, so Allah responded whenever he called. That was love of Allah towards him. And he loved Allah so much that he was, whenever the description of hell was described, he used to cry so much, Yahya alayhi salam, in the fear of Allah, because he was so tender hearted and he feared Allah so much. Kana taqiyya, his God fearing was famous about him, that he was so much God fearing, and it was all Allah's bounty towards him. And now this compassion was was to the level Hananam that Allah loved him and he loved Allah, and in return he loved people and people loved him. So that compassion was all over the community. From the source was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدِهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَثِيًّا and kindness to his parents, and he was neither insolent, disobedient. He was very kind to his parents. He was very humble and he was very kind to parents. And what is the meaning of Jabbar? What Mizan says, what is Jabbar? Jabbar is the one who thinks that nobody has control over him. Jabbar is called the branch of the date palm tree which you cannot reach. It's so high. It's called Jabbar. That nobody can control that branch of the tree. So Jabbar means that nobody has control over him. So Allah says he was not Jabbar. Jabbar and Asiya. What is Asiya means? What Mizan says? Asiya is the one who is arrogant. So neither he was Jabbar, neither he was Asiya. That means he was neither insolent or disobedient. Wassalamun alayhi yuma Wulida wa yoma yamutu wa yoma yu'athu hayya, and peace on him the day he was born and the day he dies and the day he shall be raised alive. Imam Raza says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. There are three situations which is the hardest on the human being: is when he is born, the day when he is born, the day he dies and goes to birth of the new world, and the day he will be raised on the judgment day, because he will be so nervous, he will be alone on the day of judgment. So these 3 days are the most difficult days for a man, a human being, to face. So Allah sent peace, no fear on Yahya alayhi salam, the day he was born, and the day he died, and went entered into Barzakh, and the day he'll be raised. We pray to Allah, bihaqqa Muhammad wa ala tahirin, that Allah make us send us salamti when we die, inshallah, and when we'll be raised on the judgment day, bihaqqa Muhammad wa ala tahirin. So there is a point about in this verse. وَيُوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا, the last part of the verse, what? The day he shall be raised alive. Mizan said a very beautiful point about this Hayya and the last, that when he'll be raised again alive. So Mizan says there is an indication of Hayya here is that we know in Quran Allah described that who is martyred, don't even think they are dead, but they are alive, right? Quran says about that they are alive. So Mizan says that alive is the shahadat, is a martyrdom, and it is indicating towards his martyrdom in this verse, about him being martyred. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ اِذِن تَبَدَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا, and mention in the book about Mary when she withdrew from her family to the eastern place. We know that Mary was devoted to the mosque because her mother had a vow, nadar, that I'll give my child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mary used to live in the mosque. So when Zakaria alayhi salam was the guardian, caretaker in the mosque. So he was looking after Mary. So when Mary came from her household to live in the mosque, she established herself in the Baitul Muqaddas on the eastern side of the mosque, because it was a quiet place. She didn't want to be disturbed by anybody, but she used to stay in the mosque and do her worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever she was purified condition, she will stay in the mosque, and when the menstrual cycle start, like monthly cycle, then she will leave the mosque and live with Zakaria alayhi salam. And when she gets purified, she comes back to the mosque and stay and do worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّخَذْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرَسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. So she took a veil apart from them. Then we sent unto her our spirit that presented himself to her a perfect man. So what happened? That she took a veil. Why did she take a veil? She took a veil, curtain, because she didn't want to be disturbed by other folks in the mosque about her worshipping and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's how she used to worship. So when she took a veil, then what happened? Allah sent her, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا, Allah sent a ruh. What was the ruh? Ruhul Amin, Jibril Amin. And then he presented himself as a perfect man. مَثَلَ لَهَا بَشْرًا سَوِيَّا. He presented himself as a perfect man. So what is the meaning of being presented like this? Presented means he was not really man. Okay? He was in reality an angel, but he presented as if he is a man. So when Bibi saw, when Mary saw him, he saw him as a man. He didn't see him as an angel. Same way when Ibrahim alayhi salam was given a glad tiding of a son in old age, angels came in the form of men and told him that. They presented as, same as Lut alayhi salam. When angels came and said that, you know, you should leave this town, they came as a man, but they were not men, but they represented themselves as a man, they appeared like that, like a man, you know. Qalat inni a'udhu birrahmani minka in kunta taqiyya. She said, verily I take refuge in beneficent from you if you are God fearing. That's what happened. She got nervous when she saw the man. Because she said, who this stranger came to my room when I'm such a pious lady and he's a man. And she said that I refuge in the Rahman, in the beneficent. You know, we have the word Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Unfortunately, we don't call Rahman too much. When you read Surah Maryam, there is so many times Rahman is being mentioned. Not only in this chapter, but a lot of chapters of Quran, Rahman is being mentioned, you know. Such a beautiful name of Allah. We need to call Allah more with Rahman, you know. Bibi called Allah is Rahman. Inni a'udhu birrahman minka in kunta taqiyya, that I refuge in the beneficent Rahman from you if you are God fearing. She said, from you I'm taking refuge. Because Bibi Maryam was scared, you know, what is going to happen? Is he going to hurt me? You know, because this is straight. I did not allow him to come to my room and he is here. And she was so scared, you know, and she was scared what's going to happen. And she challenged his goodness, because everybody claims to be good. So she challenged his goodness by calling him, if you are God fearing, that I seek refuge and beneficent from you if you are God fearing. Because she challenged his goodness to challenge his goodness, so he become good. So when we are in hardship, we need to call Rahman, you know. We don't call Rahman, you know. And that is the thing that we just get nervous. Quran teaches that whenever we have problem, call Rahman. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لَأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. He said, verily I am only a messenger of your Lord, that I bestow on you a pure son. As soon as he saw her nervous, he didn't come to make her nervous. He was Allah's messenger as an angel. So he said, he just calmed her down. He just said, verily I am only a messenger of your Lord. So as soon as he said, that kind angel, that don't be fearing of me. He just said one thing, verily I am only a messenger of your Lord. As soon as she heard it, she calmed down, you know. There's the sign of a good person that, you know, that's why we do. To an Islam, as soon as we meet somebody, says Salaamu Alaikum, that peace from us, you know, just don't be afraid of us. Same with this messenger was so kind, he said that I am only messenger of your Lord, that I bestow on you a pure son, so that I give you a pure son. Pure son, Ghulaman Zakiya, the purity of son, so that the son which you will have would be a purified son. No, she calmed down, but she was very surprised at how she will have a son. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرًا وَلَمْ أَكُو بَغِيًّا. She said, how shall there be for me a son while no man has touched me, neither have I been unchaste. She said, how could I be having a child, a son, when nobody touched me, means I'm not married, she said. No son, no man touch me means I'm not married. And she also said that, and neither I have been unchaste. That I'm not unchaste, that I can have a child without marriage. You know, she said that. May Allah bless her soul. Then the angel said, قَالَ قَزَالِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيِّنُ وَلَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ آيَةٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَرْحَمَةٌ مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْدِيًّا. He said, so your Lord says it is easy for me, and that we will make him a sign unto the people and mercy from us, and it is a matter decreed. So when she was wondering and surprised, he said, it is easy for me. Your Lord says it's easy for me. And we'll make him a sign unto the people. I'll make him a big verse of me, sign to the people, that he'll be the only human being born without father. Because Adam was born without father and mother, but Isa was born without father. He's the only human being born without father. And that will be a great sign from me, and mercy from us. Barahamata. Mercy from us. How he'll be the mercy? Because he'll be a great messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will be guiding human being, and he will bring gospel with him, and teaching the preachings of gospel is a great sign, and inshallah he will be the helper of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, is a mercy from us. And Allah says, and it is a matter decreed that there this matter has been decreed that, O Maryam, even if you beg and cry to change this, it will not be changed, because this is a great sign of me, and it's a rahmah from me, and this matter has been decreed already. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَدَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَسِيًّا. So she conceived him and withdrew with him to a distant place. That's what happened to her, that she got pregnant and she moved to a distant place. So Elizabeth says how she got pregnant was that Jibreel, blew in her collar of the shirt. He blew the air, and as soon as he blew the air and the collar of her shirt, she got pregnant, and her pregnancy lasted 9 hours. According to Imam Jafar Sadiq, pregnancy lasted 9 hours. So when she was pregnant, she came out of from there, and the wife of Zakaria alayhi salam saw that she is pregnant, and Bibi Maryam got very nervous and very shy in front of everybody, because she did not feel comfortable. So she left for the desert, because she was very shy about it. She was very shy about it. So Aja Ahal Magadu ila Jiz'in Nakhli Qalat Ya Laitani Mittu Qabla Hada Wa Kuntu Nasiyam Mansiya. And the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She said, would I had died ere this, and had been a thing forgotten. So she left the mosque, and she got pregnant, and she was so in shock. Mizan says that there was a mixed feeling. There's a mixed feeling of sadness, and there was some excitement also that her Lord chose her. This mixed feeling was, I don't know if it was described by Mizan or Tafsir al-Nur, which one said it was a mixed feeling, because Mizan, which I remember, is mostly says that sadness, but Tafsir al-Nur said there was also a mixed feeling of also excitement, because Allah chose her as a unique person to have a pregnancy without any man involved in it, is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the nutshell is that she got very nervous, and she left the place, and she went to desert, and she was afraid of people accusing her that how she got pregnant, and she didn't want to see anybody delivering the baby. So she left, and she left to the far desert. There was nobody to support her. There was nobody to attend her during the delivery process. So there was no food there. There was no water there. And the pains drove her towards a dried trunk of a palm tree. That palm tree was not even a green one. So that's why I said that the trunk of the palm tree. And then when she was struggling with that, she said, I wish I was dead, and nobody would have remembered me, because of her suffering and pain, what she went through, this suffering of this. Allah called her as a wali, that she was my wali. So her position was in Quran was that she was Allah's wali. This is such a big position for a woman in Quran. You see only one time in Quran Allah is calling any woman as a wali. But he went through so much hardship, you know. Allah doesn't give, you know, Allah gave Ibrahim alayhi salam all these different degrees, you know, degree of friend, degree of prophet, and degree of all these degrees of being imam, but with all hardships, you know. Brothers and sisters, if we think that we'll get some position, Allah tests us, you know. Without testing, there is no need to rank, you know. And we need to love these Allah's friends and Allah's wali and get their blessings and duas and intercession. If we should cry for them, you know, when you read the verse of Maryam about Bibi Maryam about her pain, we should cry for her because she went through pain. And same way, we should cry Bibi more for the cry for Bibi Fatima Zahra Sallallahu Alaihi, how she went through hardships because she is the chief of all the ladies of the paradise. How she went through hardship, you know, we can compare this hardship with the Bibi Zahra's hardship, and she was martyred. You know, we know that how she was martyred. May Allah curse the enemy of Ahlul Bayt. So she went through this pain, you know. I want to focus back on the verse of Hananan Milladunna wa Zakat, which we read in the verse in the beginning, that from us, that this Hanan was compassion from us. The compassion was there, that I described in the beginning of how compassion was of Yahya alayhi salam towards Allah and Allah's compassion towards Yahya alayhi salam. We remember that. I want to bring this verse again in the last to describe Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We saw how the compassion of Allah was towards Yahya alayhi salam. Now I want to tell you how Allah's compassion was towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We talked about how Allah should compassion by him, raised by his pious father. Now you see how Allah's compassion was towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that he was raised by his pious father and mother and grandfather. You can imagine Ahlul Bayt and how Allah gave compassion to Imam Hussain alayhi salam about raising him so beautifully in such a pious environment. Now we see the compassion of love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah sent the verse of Mawaddat for Imam Hussain alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt Tayyibat Tahir in the Mawaddat verse, that is mandatory for every Muslim to love Imam Hussain alayhi salam. How much Allah loved Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that he said there is a mawaddat for Imam Hussain alayhi salam, which is mandatory wajib for every Muslim, which includes Imam Hussain and other Ahlul Bayt. But this verse came as a sign of love, hananam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. See how much love Yahya alayhi salam has towards Allah ta'ala, that he said that I give my head happily in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much love Imam Hussain head toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he said, oh Allah, take my head, and not only my head but my family's, I give my family towards you, my son towards you, my older sons towards you, my young son towards you, my brother towards you. How much love Imam Hussain head towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I say, if you want to see Imam Hussain love towards Allah, before he got martyred, he read dua Arafah before he came for martyrdom in Makkah. And we know how beautiful he described his love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'll tell you in last how Allah loved Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that Yahya alayhi salam got martyred and buried in Damascus, and Imam Hussain got martyred and he's buried in Karbala. We see how much Allah's love is towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that Allah is bringing millions of people. Who is bringing people to Imam Hussain alayhi salam? Allah is bringing. It's Allah's love that he's bringing millions of people towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He shows his love towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is hananam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day he was martyred, every day new angels come to Imam Hussain alayhi salam as the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love will bring Imam Mahdi for his final revolution, which would be the love of Imam Hussain, which will bring Imam Mahdi's revolution. When he comes, Imam Mahdi comes, first thing he said, I came here to take revenge of blood of my father Imam Hussain alayhi salam, my jad. That is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Now I'll tell you in the last how much Abul Fazl loves us. I'll tell you how much Abul Fazl loves us. I was thinking about it today, how much Abul Fazl loves us. We know how much every Shia loves Abul Fazl. If we collect all our love together and love Abul Fazl loves us at least this much. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.